This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome into this weekend's KE Report. For the first couple segments, this is Chris Temple, and I'm going to be doing it solo as far as the interviewer, and I have with me my old friend David Wolfen. David is the president and CEO of Avino Silver and Gold Mines Limited, listed on both the Toronto Exchange and on the New York Stock Exchange. David, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Well, David, I finally, after several invitations where one thing or another came up and I wasn't able to go, I finally just made a trip this last week, your invitation, down to Durango State in Mexico, got to see both the Avino mine, which was opened fairly recently, and the longer-running San Gonzalo mine, both of them underground mines, in a very historic area where, in fact, I remember vividly when I first met you years ago at one of Rich Rodez's conferences in the Chicagoland area. You talked about how it was 500 years ago or thereabouts that the Spaniards first came and took a lot of silver out of that area. So
yeah.
it's a great big, you said a volcanic caldero down there where it's really rich with silver primarily, but other metals, correct?
Oh, yeah. You can see it's a volcanic caldera, so you can see it from satellite imagery. So it's a very prolific geological setting. It's really, really good. There's a lot of potential there.
Well, one of the reasons that I, besides your family's history, your dad Lou, of course, who we send our best wishes to, because you told me that he's been under the weather recently. He's a legend in the mining industry. He tied up that property back in the late 60s, and slowly but surely you've been bringing it to where it's a bigger and bigger producer. And I've told folks in my own audience that it's one of the best organic growth stories I've ever seen. And to illustrate that, folks, back as recently as 2014, chiefly from the San Gonzalo mine, the company was milling 500 tons a day from underground vein structures. And by next year, that 500 tons a day will have increased fivefold to 2,500 tons a day. Tell us a little bit about how that came about and how you've been able to lower costs, especially getting on the local power grid.
Well, I mean, being a family-run business, you can only grow based on what you can afford. So we've laddered up slowly over time, and this has mitigated risk and spread out the cost. So we started at 250 tons per day in 2012, and then went to 500 tons per day in 2014, and then 1,500 tons per day in late 2015, early 2016, and now we're looking at going to 2,500 tons per day. We're building the circuit number 4, and we've started exploration again. Because basically the last few years during the downturn, we were focused on keeping costs down and trying to keep everything as efficient as possible. So now we're drilling right now. We've got a program underway, and we're excited about the ultimate potential and to keep growing organically, like you said. We see a great potential. The Avino vein itself is made up of multitude of veins. It's called the stopwork system, so it's very large. And so that's why we can build a bigger mill and process more material through there. But not only that, we have veins all over our property that we don't know much about. We know that there's old workings there from hundreds of years ago, but never been explored at depth. So we've got great exploration targets. And to the west of us is Coeur Mining. They bought Orco in 2013 for $358 million. They've got the La Preciosa deposit. It's currently mothballed because they need higher metal prices. But it just shows you how prolific this region is. They've got between 150 and 200 million ounces of silver right beside us. And so you can look at our most recent resource estimate, and we show you about a decade of mine life, but that's based on two veins. That's the Vino and San Gonzalo, and we've got swarms of veins all over the property. So we're excited about the future.
Well, as I said to you when you and I visited before we started the recording, I never really had my head fully around just what the district scale potential is and your potential part in it. I mean, obviously, you've been ramping up production very rapidly, as you said, with the tonnage that you're doing, tripling in just the last 2 years, another 1,000 tons a day by next year. You recently gave some numbers for 2016 full year production, and you were at roughly 2.6 million silver equivalent ounces, which is silver, a little bit of gold, is 4.2 million pounds of copper, I think it was?
Yes.
Okay. But yes, when Carlos Rodriguez, your chief operating officer, was going over some maps with us, I really had no idea just the extent of the additional veins that you've got. But I can tell you folks, being underground, and I've been in underground mines for 25 years or so, but I was rather astounded, especially when we got down to the Avino mine, which you only brought that back on, what, was it in the last year, David?
Yeah, the beginning of last year, we commissioned circuit number 3 and started processing from the Avino mine.
I mean, you talk about a stockwork vein system. I mean, I was looking at an entire wall that was probably 20 or more meters wide, and it was all full of chalcopyrite and quartz and everything else. I was shaking my head there. Holy cow, this was worth dewatering to get to this.
Yeah, and it's a porphyry-style system, so we don't know what's going to happen at depth. There could be more mines as we go deeper and deeper, so it could turn more into a base metal mine as we go deeper. You just don't know. No work has been done at depth on the Avino vein, and we're planning this year to start setting up a drilling station at our lowest workings and then drill below to try to follow the mineralization at depth.
In the next segment, folks, I'm going to get into what the real kicker of this whole story is, and beyond the organic growth story, even though of now, but I'd be remiss if we didn't spend the last couple minutes in this first segment, David, if I didn't mention Braylorn. You bought the old Braylorn mine up in southwestern British Columbia in late 2014, and you've got a game plan to move that along. If folks go to your website, avino.com, that's A-V-I-N-O, you've got a lot of information about that, as well as, of course, the whole company. But just give us a little snippet of what people are going to learn when they read about Braylorn and why you bought that.
We're an aggressive, growth-minded company. I mean, we grew the vino in Mexico organically when the market, the general mining sector, was contracting. So we saw an opportunity to acquire, you know, a struggling little mine in Canada when gold was at $10.30 US per ounce. So you can see our mindset. We're growth-minded. We've got a fantastic board of directors with decades and decades of experience each. So we're thrilled about the potential. We've diversified the company geopolitically. And so Braylorn is made up of three mines, the King, Braylorn, and Pioneer, that operated through the Great Depression right up until the late 60s. And produced over 4 million ounces of gold, and averaged a half ounce of gold per ton. We've consolidated this whole camp because they were three independent mines, so we own what we call the gap zones in between these mines, and that's where we're going to start up our operations. So we're not salvaging what they left behind. We've made new discoveries, but we're going to utilize the existing infrastructure, which is what we did in Mexico, and then we're going to ladder it up. We're going to modernize. We put a raise on the dam, on the tailings dam. We fortified it with a buttress. We bought in a brand new state-of-the-art microfiltration water treatment plant. We've acquired new scoop trams, jumbos. We're upgrading the mill building, the surface structures. So we're modernizing everything. We're hoping to reopen it later this year and then ramp it up from a small 100 ton per day. We're going to go to 300 tons per day, and then we've got permits to take it to 500 tons per day.
Excellent. Folks, stay with us. I'm going to be back in the next segment with David Wolfman, and we're going to talk about the development with Avino back in 2015 that was transformative, not only for the company, but for the industry. Stay tuned.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back, folks. Chris Temple back again hosting the second segment of the KE Weekend Report. And I'm joined again by David Wolfen, the CEO of Avino Silver and Gold Mines Limited. David, I am, as we talk, holding in my hands my Samsung smartphone. There are Samsung devices all over the world. And something happened in 2015 that certainly got my attention and everybody else's attention when Samsung decided to approach you, and this I understand after a series of discussions and where I think you even also went over to Korea to visit with management, they decided that they wanted to start getting some of the metals that they use in their smartphones and devices from some of the better mines in Mexico, and you were ended up being the first one on the list. And so these days, one of the reasons why you've got such dramatically growing production is not only because you're a good manager and a good company, but because you've got a voracious customer that has an appetite for whatever you can produce. So tell us how that Samsung deal came about.
Absolutely. They approached me a couple of years ago. I was at the European Gold Forum in Zurich, and we met over a cocktail party, and they came to my presentation, and they liked it, and they said, well, Apple and Intel are promoting, they know where the source of the raw materials come from, and they don't come from slave labor type operations because they have ethical funds that own their stock, and they didn't want any bad press that could upset, you know, sales, and people could boycott their products even for a day. And would we be interested? And I agreed. I jumped at it. I said yes. And they hired SRK Engineering out of Denver. They sent a team of people down there, and basically put their seal of approval on the operations. And then, you know, they said, well, you know, if you're patient, because we're slow at making decisions. And I said, well, so are we. We're a family-run business. And they said, so are they. So I said, okay, good. So they wanted us to take more money. And we said, no, because it's a form of debt. We wanted to, you know, not take too much. And so we settled on $10 million. And how it gets repaid is through the deliveries of materials. So it's set up like an offtake agreement, and they net monthly payments off deliveries. And there's no deductions or discounts to metal prices or anything. They're not in business to make money. They actually, on that type of business, they're cutting out the middleman. So we no longer sell our product to Trafigura or Glencore or these other companies. And we make more money that way. So we're thrilled to know that our metals are making it into their consumer electronics. We know that demand for consumer electronics is growing. China has reversed the one-child policy last year, so the population of Mother Earth is growing, and they need more raw materials. They also have a construction and trading arm, and they build like LNG ports. They built the Kuala Lumpur Twin Towers, so they need copper too. So they have a voracious appetite, like you said, and I can't see that ever going away.
Well, likely not. And what's really extraordinary about this and seeing more of these types of arrangements now coming where base metals are concerned is that a lot of folks, of course, that you know, are more movie watchers than I am, remember the Leonardo DiCaprio movie Blood Diamond, and about how people didn't want to be buying diamonds if they were wholesalers from conflict areas and so forth. And this is really starting to run the gamut. It's a new dynamic in the investment field. I'm following a couple of interesting stories kind of on a QT right now of a huge and very well-known, everybody knows their name, producer of electric automobiles. And the rumor mill is rife with companies in North America and even in South America where they're going to go in and try and tie up future supplies of a lot of things that they need to build their electric cars. So this is going to be everywhere. And you talk about the elimination of the one child policy in China and everything else as well. I have been warming up increasingly, even though I am still a little bit skeptical that we're going to get everything that the market seems to be pricing in from our new administration here in the U.S. and all of these so-called infrastructure deals that might be coming along. But I think that the dynamics for base metals are still longer term very dynamic. Copper, for example, you mentioned it takes 5 kilograms of copper to go into the production of a conventional automobile, but for an electric car it takes 60 kilograms of copper. when you include the battery and everything else. And so this is a really extraordinary thing, and it's good that you've got the ability to ramp things up down there. I want to get back quickly to the specific deal with Samsung, though. Do they have any kind of a right, or do you have the option that's kind of open-ended to, when the time is right, get more money and more funding from them?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. No, the collateral that we used to secure that debt was Braylorn. So there's nothing, we haven't used Avino, our primary asset. So if we wanted to go raise 50 or 100 million, we could. And so we were just trying to get comfortable with all this. And it's a non-dilutive way to raise money. So we're not harming our shareholders or diluting them in any way, shape, or form by raising money that way. And we see when metal markets are weak and share prices might go down, it's an alternative way to raise money.
And that's an important point, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because that is important to see you don't get the share count up. You're still under 60 million shares out, am I right?
52 million.
52 million shares outstanding, and just shy of $2 U.S. As we're recording this. So not a big market cap for a really rapidly growing company, great organic growth story.
Look at our liquidity. We trade on average between 5 and 600,000 shares a day. So we're turning over the issued every quarter.
That's great. That's great. And one more clarification, too, before we close, David, just so that people understand this. And you mentioned it, but I want to reinforce this point. This is not a hedging program. You have still got 100% of the upside of metals prices, whether it's gold, silver, copper, whatever. Am I correct?
Absolutely. There's no hedging.
So what you've actually done now, what Samsung has done with you, and this is why, folks, you're going to see more of this going on as time goes on, is David said they're cutting out the middleman. You get the benefit of the price for the product that you sell. They're not having to pay another middleman or go to a refiner and get product that's already refined. They're taking care of all of this themselves.
They are helping us be more profitable. So they want us to succeed because they don't want the supply chain to be upset. So they truly want us to succeed.
You know, you can't do much better than that, I'm sure. David Wolfen, again, the president and CEO of Avino Silver and Gold Mines Limited. Folks, check him out. Go to avino.com, A-V-I-N-O. Great organic growth story. You're going to hear a lot more about them in the years to come as they continue to really grow this property that they have down in Durango, Mexico. David, thanks again for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
Folks, stay tuned. We'll be back with the third segment in just a moment.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. Last two segments of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're going to talk about precious metals. We're going to talk about a couple of facets of precious metals. We're going to talk about metals in a macro sense, supply, demand, etc., etc. And then we're going to talk about, in a micro sense, we're going to talk about one portion of the metals market, which is basically the common stocks, the equities associated in this particular industry. I am chatting with one of the best guys who I could be talking with on this particular subject, John Kaiser. John is the purveyor of the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report. John, you've been doing this under one name or another now for, what's it been, man, 30 years?
Yeah, well, I started in this industry in 1983, went independent in 1994. It was called the Bottom Fishing Report at the time, and dealt with the problem that we would go through big bull cycles where my bottom fishing report would become useless because there were no bottom fish. So I sort of changed the whole model, and now it's just called Kaiser Research, and we look for relative overlooked value.
Yep.
We look for trends, trend reversals, and ways to benefit from that.
We're going to get into that, into some of your companies and more about your publication here in the next segment. John, I just want to make one comment. This has really nothing to do with business, but damn, has it been 30 years that we have known each other? That is terrifying to me. Absolutely terrifying. Having said that, you know, we have an awful lot of folks who listen to our show, both on terrestrial radio and also, obviously, through podcasting and streaming, etc. And most of those folks have a real keen interest in precious metals, specifically gold, followed, I would have to say, rather closely by silver. Now, one of our technicians, Richard Postma, who's a retired physician who is really, really good, teaching Corey an awful lot of valuable things about technicals, how to use technicals to invest wisely, et cetera, et cetera. Dr. Postma's opinion right now, as he brought on an interview, that editorial, I'm sorry, that I did with him last Tuesday, he said he is looking for a continued downtrend in precious metals to reverse itself at the end of 2016. His opinion is based solely on technical issues. Forgetting just technicals, looking at the total spectrum, would you agree with that? Do you think this market is going to stay in the area that it's in right now? I said 16, I meant 17, obviously. Do you think we're going to stay in this area until the end of this year, John?
I think we've hit the bottom. That was at the very beginning, you know, January of last year, had a rally until mid-August. The resource sector, especially the juniors, really tracked that very well. But then in mid-August, when gold turned tail, it was like everything stopped cold. You probably felt it in your radio show also. And at the start of this year, gold has turned around again. What was really puzzling about gold was that when Trump was elected, all common sense said gold should go up because of extraordinary uncertainty that his presidency spells for the policies that the United States will impose on the world. And instead it went down. But since the start of this year, it has tracked up, and I think we are in a longer-term bull trend for gold. I've argued for some time that the real driver for demand for gold is not anxiety about fiat currency debasement or hyperinflation, but it is about what happens to a world where the United States becomes a less overwhelming force that it has been since it established the World War II order. And the concern now is that Trump's policies are accelerating the demise of the United States as that ruler, that party that is with the biggest military, the biggest economy, that the rest of the world listens to when they say this is the way we would like things to be. So I think until that changes, we have an uptrend in gold. It doesn't have to be a radical uptrend, exponential, but it is a long-term uptrend because if you own gold, you have so many more reasons now not to sell it, even if it's gone up a bit.
You know, John, I've been buying gold and silver. The last silver purchase of any size that I bought was a while back when silver was trading at $14 an ounce, and I loaded up pretty good back in those days, you know, five figures. But having said that, I have five figures big for me. But anyway, having said that, I'm pretty happy with silver, for lack of better terms, as a store of value. Now, whether or not what happens to the U.S. under Trump, as you're predicting, comes to fruition, I think is something we have to wait and see. I agree with you 100% about your comment about gold probably rallied a little bit in early 1917, just a bit. It has shown some real resiliency, in my opinion. The fact of the matter is things in the U.S. right now, in my opinion, you ask the average guy in the street, and I'm not really sure that pessimism is a word of the day from an economic standpoint. All people have to do is point to the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, what have you, and they say, my God, we're at record highs. Things are really looking pretty good. They don't realize the concept, by the way, of share buybacks and things like that. But I think what's keeping gold down right now, perhaps to an extent, is a bit of, I would have to say, unfounded optimism in the equities markets. Would you agree with that?
Well, I mean, I think the other reason is that interest rates are now on a track back to normal levels, and that is not good for gold. And then there is the risk that it gets overdone, that Trump does not get the Republican majority in the House and Senate to go ahead with a debt expansion with infrastructure spending and all that. Unemployment is at 4.5% if you don't include all those who don't bother looking for work anymore. There is a pessimism here that that we will get inflationary type pressures going again, and that's why gold, physical gold itself, is not trending up. But gold is 12, 20 to 40 right now, which is better. And if you're into the resource junior sector, a simple move to say $1,600 gold without any real inflation in the equation is phenomenal leverage for a lot of gold deposits. It's not so interesting for people who own physical gold because that's just the 15-20%, but a move like that could have a 5-10 times leverage effect on
easily.
Projects.
Easily, John, easily. I would maintain that you would see people flooding into the market if you saw gold go up to, I'm going to use a fairly low number, but I would say $1,450 an ounce, maybe even $1,400. I think you would see people come in droves into the market. Give me an opinion on that, if you wouldn't. Keep in mind we've only got a minute left for this segment.
Well, for sure, because it was $1,400 where it was at last August, and the market was really coming together. People were starting to subscribe to the newsletter. People were starting to believe the resource sector was back. And then it retreated. I think if it breaks through $1,400 and wants to challenge $1,500 in the current context of chaos policy, I would say for sure that we're back into a bull cycle.
I don't think there's any question about that. And I think my opinion on that one, and Doc, the fellow who I was talking about earlier, basically doesn't think that that has, that optimism or pessimism about what's going on in the U.S. has any effect on U.S. investors. And I would have to say I disagree. And I would also have to say that the current administration right now, rightly or wrongly, is really, really not even close to being on an even keel. The amount of pessimism and optimism, the amount of animosity between the two sides of the coin is absolutely huge. And regardless of how it goes, if the pessimists win out, I'm going to say that's going to have every reason in the world to drive gold to that $1,425 level. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. Stick around. We're going to be right back with John Kite.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend show. You got a very, very solid opinion, and I think a very concise, accurate opinion from Mr. Kaiser here. We're going to switch the subject to get a little bit away from macro issues vis-a-vis the metals markets, and we're going to talk a little bit about how people potentially can make money in these markets. Now, as listeners are aware, I'm not a real believer in trading gold. I'm a believer in holding gold and silver, and I do. I have no intention of ever selling the gold and silver that we have. In terms of the stock market, it's a whole different story, though. And as John said, you see $1,400 an ounce gold or a little bit better, and you're going to see a resource market that just has no bounds other than up, up, up. John, how can your service help people who think that may happen? Or how, more importantly, how can your service help people if that does happen?
Well, one of the things I home in on are companies that have an advanced project. It can be in base metals. It can be in gold. A good example is Midas Gold, which has the Stibnite project in Idaho, on which they've done a pre-feasibility study. We know all the numbers. It would turn out 300,000 ounces a year. The companies are about 350 million shares fully diluted. They raised $55 million early last year from John Paulson and friends. That takes care of the next few years of slogging through the permitting cycle. But at $1,200 gold, that $1 billion capex will never be raised because the NPV is only about $300 million. But at $1,600 gold, the NPV goes to $1 billion. And the share price that you can see supported is a $3 to $6 range. So I look for these situations. I produce the graphics that show what happens if gold goes to $1,000. I'll even show you what happens when it goes to $2,000. And so this enables people to say, okay, what do I believe gold will do? If I think gold's going to stay here at $1,200, I am not going to buy Midas Gold. I'm going to go buy some junior that's exploring for gold that may come up with a brand new discovery that works fabulously at gold. I may go for New Legacy Gold Corp, which has a geochemical anomaly in Nevada, not far from the Cortez Hills project. And I will bet that they, with their 300 million shares and the 30 cent stock price, they will find another 10 million ounce Cortez Hills deposit that's underground mineable and takes the stock to, you know, $3-6 for that as a result of that. So I help people decide whether they're going to bet on exploration upside or bet on optionality upside, where you're betting really on the macro trend in the metal price.
John, let's talk about a few of the companies that you like. People are always interested in ideas, and I'm going to introduce this particular portion of the segment four in that I want to say, do not construe this as investment advice. If John says something that you like, do some research yourself. John, what are some companies that you like? And if you have a position in them, please let us know, and I'll do the same thing.
All right, and the ones I mentioned already, Midas and New Legacy, I do not have a position in. One company that I do have a position in is InZinc Mining, and it has the West Desert Project in Utah, which has primarily zinc. It has copper, indium, and some gold and silver. Now, this is a skarn-type deposit similar to the Hermosa-Taylor deposit that Arizona Mining discovered and that became the big winner last year. Stock went from 35 cents to 350. West Desert is a similar situation. At the current zinc price, $1.30 or so, that project, based on the preliminary economic study they did in 2014, it's in the money. It should be developed. But it still needs to have pre-feasibility level work done. So this stock's still 25, 30 cents as management scrapes around looking for the money to get an expansion program going. But this project gives you both the upside development optionality on the zinc potential, but it also gives you exploration potential because there is significant strike extension, a scenario very similar to Hermosa Taylor. Now, they start drilling some deep scout holes and show that, yes, what we have already spent $15-20 million on is even bigger and richer off to the east. Then this thing scales into much, much bigger than a simple 6,500 ton per day underground mining operations. So zinc is one of the metals which is going up regardless of what the macro economy does, because Western mines have shut down, are shutting down, new mines are not coming on stream, and China, which is over 40% of the world supply, it's undergoing an environmental awakening. While they're talking here about dialing back the EPA, China is talking about actually giving its equivalent of the EPA teeth, because pollution and corruption are toxic to the future of the Communist Party, and the corruption is happening at the local level where the pollution happens, which is why Xi Jinping is shutting down the corruption. He needs to stop the pollution, because pollution is democratic. It affects everybody, rich and poor in China, and that represents a potential enormous basis for civil unrest and toppling of the Communist Party. So declining Chinese supply, the zinc mines are a major source of pollution in the water, coupled with a Western supply decline. And if we do get a Trump infrastructure boom going, and that would also help the rest of the world, because if America gets back on a big raw material consumption binge, that benefits the rest of the world, then we end up getting total demand for zinc going up. So in zinc mining is like one of my favorite stocks right at this point in time.
John, give us a couple of those real quick, would you?
Scandium International, if you want to like not worry about precious metals trends or macro trends, you go into this one. Scandium is the alloy metal that makes a perfect aluminum alloy. Aerospace, automotive all want it. If something goes wrong in the Middle East and oil is back over $100, well, you want your vehicles to be lighter, you want your planes to be lighter. The way you do it is you mix scandium in with it. Big deposits found in Australia. Scandium International is awaiting its mining lease. It'll develop its first 40-ton per year output scale, probably be in production by the end of 2018, and it can expand. It already has more than their first 20 years of supply, planned supply. That's the big new critical metal out there. This one will blow the rare earth bubble away that took place in 2010.
Interesting. You know, you commented on New Legacy. The one comment I would make about New Legacy is Albert Manor is a pretty good friend of mine. I used to be shareholder in New Legacy, and I have to say, you know, as Rick Rule said, if Albert can raise the money, and he certainly has to this date, he said that thing is really, really going to probably be a winner. Any other companies in Nevada that you like, John?
In Nevada, well, there's my old favorite, Nevada Exploration, Inc., which is doing the gold and groundwater. They've outfitted this what they call Scorpion rig, which allows them to not just collect water samples from the basins, but they will also can collect bedrock samples and alluvial samples. They're looking in that area, Kelly Creek Basin, east of Lone Tree, the old Lone Tree mine, and the Twin Creeks the mine, and they think they're getting close to something there. This technology, by the way, could be very helpful with Albert's New Legacy Gold and the gravel-covered part of the basin. But with New Legacy, the new story is this low-grade oxide stuff they've been spending the last few years on. It looks like down beneath is a major sulfide body. Mm-hmm. If that is the feeder system and they put some deep holes down in there, that's where they could find the Cortez Hills type of thing. Nevada Exploration Inc. doesn't have a target like this yet. They're trying to find blind targets under the gravels that could become something like that. And that is also a company in which I own shares.
Okay. So you're going to limit it to those in terms of Nevada-based exploration companies at this point in time. Is that correct? A lot of companies in there. Okay. What do you like in eastern Canada? And we're down to about a minute here. Anything in particular?
Well, the one that's hoping to come up with a big discovery is a recent bottom fish recommendation of mine called Rainy Mountain Royalty.
Okay, Mr. Kaiser, as always, I appreciate your time. I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I would endorse John's work. That is not an advertisement. That is Al's opinion after knowing the man for almost 30 years now. Stick around right after the top of the hour news. We're going to be back with KER Politics. No shortage of subject matter there at all.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.